In this bulletin, Defense Minister Richard Marles in Singapore for regional talks on security in the Indo-Pacific. Ukraine pleads for support as a cholera outbreak hits the occupied city of Mariupol. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios facing another showdown with Andy Murray in the semifinals of the Stuttgart Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Australia has reached a final settlement over the French submarine program abruptly cancelled by the previous government. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says €555 million will be paid to the shipbuilding naval group in a fair and equitable settlement after the coalition led by Scott Morrison scrapped the contract for 12 submarines in favor of the AUKUS deal. The cancelled program's overall expenditure now totals $3.4 billion. Mr. Albanese says that represents a massive waste for taxpayers, but the settlement will help Australia repair its relationship with France.
France is a key partner for Australia. We share those historical ties going back to the First World War. And we share common interests in a stable Indo-Pacific region. We can now reset the relationship without this clouding that relationship going into the future.
Ukraine has pleaded for support to combat deadly diseases and evacuate the citizens who remain in Mariupol as the city fights an outbreak of cholera. The mayor of Mariupol, Vadim Boychenko, has told national television that the illnesses were the result of residents being forced to drink water from wells contaminated by corpses because the city had no running water or functioning sewerage systems. Mr. Boychenko is urging the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross to work on establishing a humanitarian corridor to allow remaining residents to leave the city, which is now under Russian control. Ukraine says about 100,000 people are still in Mariupol, which had a population of about 430,000 before the war. Meanwhile, human rights campaigners say they are disappointed by a high court decision that will allow the UK to send asylum seekers to Rwanda from next week. Judge Jonathan Swift ruled that there was a material public interest in the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, being able to implement immigration decisions and that the risks facing deported asylum seekers sent off the UK were small and in the realms of speculation. Trustee for Care for Calais, James Nicol, says they plan to appeal the decision. Deputy Director at Detention Action, James Wilson, says they still believe the migration law is fundamentally unsound and asylum seekers forced to go to Rwanda will be at risk.
As we believe, just as strongly as we did, if not more so than at the start of the day, that this is an unlawful policy and that removals, while that hasn't been fully tested by the court, are absolutely unsafe in terms of human rights.
What to do about migrants and those seeking asylum have also preoccupied leaders in the Americas, with a group reaching a pact with the United States on how to deal with large numbers of people leaving their home countries. U.S. President Joe Biden says the pact, called the Los Angeles Declaration, is just the beginning of efforts to manage migration from and within the Americas, which Peruvian President Pedro Castillo says is driven largely by extreme inequality.
This is just a start. There's much more work remains to state the obvious. Every country needs to work together to maintain a humane and orderly immigration process, to invest in securing the borders, screening and registering migrants who enter their countries, and repatriating those that do not qualify to remain. I hope more countries will see the potential for joining the Los Angeles Declaration.
The United States has been the most popular destination for asylum seekers since 2017, but Colombia and neighboring South American countries host millions of people who have fled Venezuela. Mexico fielded more than 130,000 asylum applications last year, many of them from Haitians, which was triple the number from 2020. Many Nicaraguans escaped to Costa Rica, while displaced Venezuelans account for about one-sixth of the population of tiny Aruba. Rudy Giuliani, one of Donald Trump's former lawyers, has been charged with ethical misconduct over his repeated claims that the 2020 election was stolen. The District of Columbia Office of Disciplinary Counsel filed the charges, alleging that the series of cases Giuliani lodged in a Pennsylvania federal court in 2020 included the baseless claims that the result of the election was illegitimate. Mr. Giuliani is a member of the D.C. bar and has been among Trump's most fervent supporters. The charges come just a day after the U.S. House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol had its first primetime hearing, in which it outlined evidence that Mr. Trump and his allies sought to overturn the 2020 election and incite throngs of his supporters to block Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory. To tennis, and Nick Kyrgios will face Andy Murray for the seventh time on the ATP Tour in the semifinals of the Stuttgart Open. Kyrgios won when his Hungarian opponent Martin Fucsovics had to withdraw during the second set, with Kyrgios leading 7-6, 7-3, 3-0. Kyrgios and Murray last met at Queens before Wimbledon 4 years ago, when the Australian secured his only victory in three sets, but theirs has been a compelling rivalry. Before that, the three times Grand Slam winner had beaten Kyrgios on all five occasions they had played, including at all four Grand Slams. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.